from the book Ease in God Realization by Swami Ramsukadas Maharaj Ji. Chapter 12. How to be free from bondage. People hold the opinion that bondage is eternal and they can attain salvation by being free from this bondage. But in fact, this is an error of judgment. Had there been bondage, no one could have been emancipated because the real never ceases to be. The Lord Himself declares, the real never ceases to be. Gita chapter 2 verse 16. Had bondage been real, it would not have ceased to exist. It seems to exist like the face in the looking glass. Similarly, the worldly entities such as body, family, property and riches, etc., appear to be yours because you regard them as yours. But were they yours 100 years ago, and will they remain yours after 100 years? So they were neither yours nor will remain yours. At present also they are decaying all the time. So can that which is perishing be existent? You have committed an error by regarding the unreal as real. If you renounce this misconception, emancipation or salvation is self-evident. Therefore, bondage is merely assumed, while emancipation is axiomatic and there is no delay in it. If you have a conviction that you cannot be free from bondage, then you won't be, because you, the self, are a fragment of God. If you have accepted it, you yourself will have to reject it. If you think that salvation is far away from you, how can it be attained quickly? In fact, there was no bondage in the past, nor will be in future, nor is at present. While you were emancipated in the past, will be in the future, and are also at present. Everyone loves his mother, but do you love her as much today as you did in the past? This is an example of the worldly love. In business, first you see the sample of a commodity and then buy it. That sample shows the quality of the commodity. Now you love your wife, sons, money and property and are attracted towards them, while in childhood you loved your mother the most. You were attracted towards her and could not live without her. This sample is the touchstone of the worldly love and attraction. It means that all the worldly affection or attraction is short-lived. The audience. Sir, our affection has changed from parents to wife, from wife to sons, from sons to grandsons. Swamiji, then why do you entertain new affection? Your old affection is leaving you, and thus you are being emancipated. Audience. We do not want to entertain new affection, yet it so happens. Swamiji, if you don't want to entertain it, do I force you to do so? Who forces you? Do not entertain the new one, the old one will perish. Are you not emancipated from childhood and boyhood? In fact, emancipation is self-evident and natural, while bondage is artificial and man-made. If you do not entertain it, it will be renounced. An easy method to be free from bondage is to fulfill the just and righteous desires of your kith and kin, which are within your power and resources, without expecting even the just fruit. Thus, by rendering service to others without expecting any service from them, you will be emancipated. But if you expect others to serve you, you will be deprived of emancipation and they will not serve you. If you expect service from others, they do not serve you. But if you do not expect them to serve you, they serve you. So you are not at a loss. You want to give money, food and clothes, etc. to a sage who does not want to take them. But do you want to give to a thief or a robber or a pickpocket who wants to take them? You will not be at a loss without having any desire. You honor and praise those who do not want to be honored and praised. Then why do you want to be indignant by having desires? Question: how to wipe out the impressions of attachment or the sense of mind accumulated for ages? Swamiji: darkness prevailing from eternity is removed as soon as a match is lighted. It has no power to resist light. Similarly, your error is perishable. The remedy to wipe out your attachment or the sense of mind is to have a desire to give to others rather than to take from them. Give to others whatever you have unconditionally at the time of their need. But if you have a desire to take from others, it will give birth to new attachment or the sense of mind. To render service to others without expecting any fruit is the discipline of action. To have no affinity for the world is the discipline of knowledge. No one else except God is mine. This is the discipline of devotion. The world is mine and for me. This is the discipline of birth and death or bondage. Now follow the cycle of birth and death. The choice is yours. Accept any one of them which is beneficial. Your affinity for God is natural, while for the world it is assumed. Renounce your affinity for the world yourself because it is temporary, it cannot persist. The saying goes that a sensible man discards his relationship with the world at the outset because he knows that it will end in smoke. If a householder becomes a recluse from his heart, it does not make any difference for him. If all the members of his family die together or their number increases. But if he laments the death of a boy in the family, it means that he is a disgrace to the recluse community. If you die to the world like a recluse who dies to his family, you will be free from bondage and become immortal. Die to the world while living and attain immortality. It is mentioned in utterances of saints, O mind, die while living. Die to your family and they will be free from the botheration of funeral rites on the 3rd and 12th days and Narayana Bali, that is offering oblation to God, and will have to incur no expenses. Thus your family and you will both be happy. God, saints and the scriptures always shower their grace on you. Now shower your own grace on you and attain the goal of life. But if you do not shower your own grace, their grace will go in vain. Renounce your attachment to those whom you regard as yours and you will be emancipated. You renounce your attachment to your family and become a disciple of a preceptor or a spiritual guide. And then you are attached to your preceptor, his disciples, and others who have affinity for him. By doing so, you will not be emancipated. The bondage will persist. I met a sage. He told me that his preceptor advised him to leave the family. So he left the family and then he also left the preceptor. Now he has neither the preceptor nor disciple or family. First, he became a recluse from a householder and now he has become a recluse from a recluse. That is, now he is truly a recluse. Neither regard the family as yours nor want anything from them. Serve them with your money, time and resources. It will please them and lead you to salvation. Renounce your old affinity by serving them and do not establish a new one. Then there will remain nothing except salvation or emancipation. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.